Hello, everyone. Our devotion tonight is titled, Watch Out. I want to read from the Living Bible tonight, from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Be careful, watch out for the attacks from Satan, your great enemy. He prowls around like a hungry, roaring lion, looking for some victim to tear apart. We are going through the Christmas season, where the world is getting busier every day. The focus is on buying and selling, partying, drinking, etc. And people forget that Christmas is one of the biggest and most sacred seasons of the year, when Christendom, in general, celebrates the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we get busy preparing for family and friends, buying gifts, planning together and celebrating this great event in history, we sometimes wonder whether we remember why Jesus came to this world, lived for 30 years, went to the cross, and died a death of thieves. We get so busy that the devil seizes the opportunity to attack the family of God. And that's our message tonight. I read a story that should remind us of who we worship during this busy and chaotic season. And we ask the question, Is there more any room left for Jesus in this world? It's sad. Looking around, reading stories, and it's a sad situation for the world today. I guess it is the sign of times. And the story goes like this. Not long ago, a professor of psychology in one of our great universities gave a word suggestion test to his class of 40 students. He instructed them to write the word Christmas, and all the class did so. Now, said the professor, right after the word Christmas, the first thought that flashes through your mind regarding that day. When the papers were turned in, such answers were given as follows. Tree, Christmas tree, holly, mistletoe, presents, turkey, holiday, carols, and Santa Claus. But not one had written the birthday of Jesus. But they worked. Friends, as there was no room then for the baby Jesus in the inn, there is no room for him today in the celebration of Christmas. It was turned into a commercial season like any other. Let's be on guard during this time of the year. Let's keep our focus on Jesus, why he came, and the purpose of his coming. And let us recognize that we have an enemy who is out to destroy the true believers. While we get busy in our preparations and celebrations, we need to be aware of what the Bible teaches concerning the forces of evil in the world today. The scripture teaches that the devil really exists. And let us remember that Jesus had continuous opposition and conflict with the devil. The Apostle Peter speaks repeatedly regarding the work of the devil, describing him as a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. The Apostle Paul issues numerous warnings about the character and strategy of the evil one. John, the apostle of love, calls our attention to the devil's work. The devil himself is out with his demons to deceive, for he never reveals his nature, his character, or even his presence. You know, the Bible says about him in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. For your information, the devil never takes vacation. During the Christmas season, he roams around. And may the Lord gives us the ability to fight him and to put him where he belongs, in hell. The devil also is a discourager, as he points out the obstacles rather than the opportunities. He is an experienced foe in creating divisions amongst families, especially gatherings around this big holiday season, and he seeks to do all that he can to disrupt the peaceful and festive time with our loved ones. Be on the alert, folks. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. The Apostle Paul experienced such a war. Do not be deceived. He writes to the Corinthians in chapter 15 and 16, because I'm selecting few verses there. He said, I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus. And continues writing, for a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. And he goes on to say, be on the alert. That's our word tonight. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the face. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Friends, let us watch out. Be on guard at the beginning of this blessed season. Christmas is the most beautiful season, but be on the alert and celebrate it with joy, spreading the good news, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. You know, we have a great message. Jesus is the only Savior. But let us be on the alert and let us resist the devil. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.